Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive. One of the stories that I thought was interesting was about this archaeological find.
Okay.
They found bone tools in Tanzania that are estimated to be 1.5 million years old.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
So, I mean, that pushes back the timeline for tool making by almost a million years.
Right.
It's a huge discovery.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, it makes you wonder what else is out there that could change our understanding of history even more.
It's pretty wild to think about trying to explain to a kid that humans were making tools that long ago.
Yeah.
It really puts things in perspective.
Yeah. Speaking of perspective, there's also a story in The Juice about the state of democracy around the world.
Okay.
They're looking at The Economist's Democracy Index, and it seems like democracy is declining globally. Which is, it's a bit worrying, isn't it? Less than 7% of the world's population now lives in what they call a full democracy.
Wow.
So that's a pretty sobering statistic.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
It makes you think about, you know, what kind of world are we shaping for future generations?
Definitely. Kind of shifting gears here a little bit. I also saw a story about Alex Ovechkin, the NHL star.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing some work to help fight pediatric cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He's pledged to donate a pretty big chunk of change, actually, to the V Foundation for every goal he scores.
Wow, that's amazing. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's using his platform for something really great.
It's a good reminder that success can be measured in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, for sure. So The Juice also, you know, they didn't shy away from some of the more challenging topics out there.
Yeah.
There was a story about this quote.
Okay.
From Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Supreme Court Justice.
Right.
He said, "Life is painting a picture, not doing a sum."
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a really thought-provoking quote. Like,
yeah.
It really makes you think about, you know, what's important in life,
mm-hmm.
going beyond just, you know, achievements and those kinds of things.
Right, yeah. And then there was another story that kind of dives into a pretty complex situation.
Okay.
About the ongoing turmoil in Syria.
Oh, right.
You know, it's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah, it is.
But an important one, even for, you know, younger audiences, I think, to be aware of.
It is, yeah. And I think it could be a way to introduce conversations about things like conflict resolution, diplomacy, and understanding different perspectives.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, and the last story that we'll mention here is, one that's definitely going to spark some debate, I think.
Okay.
It's about the Trump administration's policy.
Uh-huh.
Which prioritizes deporting undocumented children.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. These children entered the U.S. alone.
Yeah.
And it's a very controversial issue.
Definitely.
There are very strong opinions on both sides, but it definitely raises some important questions
mm-hmm.
about immigration and empathy.
Right.
And how we treat vulnerable populations.
Yeah. It's a chance to encourage kids to think critically
mm-hmm.
about these issues and form their own opinions.
Yeah.
You know, when we talk about these things openly and honestly with kids,
yeah.
it helps them to develop, you know, those critical thinking skills and that sense of empathy and responsibility
right.
for the world around them.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe they'll even challenge our perspectives.
Oh, for sure.
And teach us a thing or two.
I think that happens all the time.
So, yeah, keep those conversations going. Keep asking questions
mm-hmm.
and keep exploring.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.